May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was a kid, I had one of those classic underwear dreams. You know what I mean? One of those dreams where somehow you end up in front of the whole class wearing only your underwear. Well, it was right before a class presentation, and in the dream, I had my cute little trifold poster board and my cute little note cards with what I was going to say on it, and I went into class, and I got up in front of the class, and only then did I realize somehow I was just wearing my underwear. Classic. Maybe you've had a dream like that at some point, too. Well, it wasn't the only time that I've had such a dream. That sort of naked dream was a reoccurring theme throughout the years before big events. High school graduation, big presentations, job interviews. Sometimes I would be missing just one piece of clothing. Sometimes I would show up and be in my pajamas for the big job interview. And other times, before church-related events, I'd show up and realize that I didn't have my clerical collar or my robe. That was just a different kind of nakedness, I guess. But in each dream, I was left somehow unprepared, caught off guard, exposed, and above all, vulnerable. That's what those dreams are really about, after all. Vulnerability. Those dreams always happened for me amid a situation where I had to put myself out there. Where I had to show what I knew or who I was and just await the response or grade or judgment of others. When I had to show up in a situation where I did not have control over the outcome. Those are vulnerable times. And as human beings, I think we are all hardwired to avoid that kind of vulnerability. After all, we brag, right? We boast about our accomplishments. We tell the story so we come out looking good. We share not our greatest failures and fears on social media, but we share our triumphs, right? That beautiful cake that we baked, that perfect photo from the family vacation, the clean house, the award at work. We don't share photos of the dead house plants. Or the piles of laundry, a photo of the annual family vacation argument, or the burned cake out of the oven. We get into fights with our loved ones, asserting our own way because we just can't say, I'm sorry, I'm hurt, I'm scared, I don't know what to do. We even come to church and put on our best dress, our best face, our best self, instead of our true self, lest others see who we really are. Jesus has to know this, because after all, he is human too. And yet, he sends out his disciples under very vulnerable circumstances. Jesus appoints 70 of his followers to go out ahead of him in pairs to every town. There aren't just 12 disciples in the Gospel of Luke. There is a whole crowd of them. These are to go out in complete vulnerability. They are to carry no possessions, no change of clothes, no money, no shoes, no food. They will be completely reliant on other people for their survival. And when they come to a town, they enter a house, and they will only have words to offer. They are to say, peace to this house. While staying there, they will eat whatever is set before them, setting aside their own preferences or religious dietary restrictions. They will be completely at the mercy of hospitality by others. They are showing up in a situation where they have no control over what the outcome is going to be. And it's not like Jesus has somehow stacked the deck for them, sending them only into towns where he knows they will be well received. No, Jesus makes clear that there will be successes and failures. Some will welcome them, and others are going to run them out of town. And no matter the outcome, they will say, "The kingdom of God has come near." And they will dust off their feet, and they will go on to the next town. They will do it all over again. I wonder if any of them had the underwear dream the night before they left. Why does Jesus send them out like this? Why can't they go out well-prepared and fully stocked with all the resources they need at hand? Why can't they know what's going to happen in advance? What is it about the arrival of the kingdom of God that requires this vulnerability? Because there is something about God and God's kingdom that brings out our vulnerability. There is something about nearness to God's kingdom that requires us to be our authentic selves, even when that authentic self is less than Instagram perfect. There is something about sharing the good news of the arrival of God's kingdom that needs us to let down our guards, our barriers, our defenses. Because you cannot receive the good news of forgiveness if there is nothing you need forgiven for. And you cannot testify to the miracle of receiving God's help in your time of need if you have everything you need in yourself. And you can't talk about the wonder of knowing the love of other people and through them the love of Jesus if you're so walled off or numbed up that you don't feel the hurt that such love can truly heal. Perhaps that's why Jesus sends the disciples out like this, so they will know what it is to be totally stripped down, totally dependent on others, all barriers and defenses laid aside, so that they are ready to truly receive God's forgiveness and truly receive God's help in the hands of others, and the love of those they encounter along the way. And in that receiving, are able to testify to that experience, to testify to a love, a grace, a presence that casts out all demons and sets aside all fears. The disciples could not do that without first being stripped down, almost to their underwear. The disciples are not sent out by an emotionally manipulative deity that seeks to see them embarrassed or tested, but rather they're sent out by one who knows this truth intimately. One who knows that our vulnerability allows us to experience the kingdom of God that was always near. One who knows what goodness it is to receive hospitality at the table of a stranger. One who knows that there is strength to be found in honest weakness and joy to be discovered in genuine sadness. That real love is exposing your heart to someone else, whether or not they love you back. This is the one who will go to the cross to expose his heart, to expose the depth of God's love for us, to show that what the world sees as vulnerability, what the world would have us avoid, is actually a big part of what God is up to in our world. It's the message of the cross, that our God is not one who just sits far off above us in power and majesty and might, but is one who chose humility and love and sacrifice over power and assertion and coercion. That our God is one who draws us to God's self, not in force, but in vulnerability. And if we are to follow such a one, we are to do the same. To avoid our vulnerabilities, our brokenness, our shame, our mistakes, our pain, it's to shut ourselves off from the humanity and indeed from the divinity that's present in those times. When we can walk out into the world as vulnerable as Jesus was, as vulnerable as those first 70 were sent out, we can genuinely proclaim that the kingdom of God is near, because we will know that kingdom as the place where Jesus rushes to meet us amid our deepest fears and darkest inadequacies. The place where he rushes to meet us not just with gifts of the Spirit and with intangible things, but in very real and concrete ways through what we receive from others in our times of need. Maybe you have had an underwear dream too. But if not, I bet you have had times where you felt exposed, or inadequate, or unprepared, or ashamed. If we can show up in those moments with our whole heart, Jesus promises that we too will cast out demons. And when we can't, we will still have the strength to shake the dust off our feet and go on to try it again. Thanks be to God. Amen.